just sit there. Call in now and voice your opinion. 781-837-4900.
Welcome back to Monday Night Talk. And joining us, our first guest, of course, he's joining us to do the State House Report, as we have kind of a little bit of a rotation of lawmakers, who, whether they call in or they come in. We have Mr. Josh Cutler. He is the representative for the 6th Plymouth District, which I believe is Hanson, Pembroke, and
Duxbury.
Okay, there you go. What's happening? What is happening with you? I know that right now you're in summer session. But you've been busy, right?
I am always busy, Kevin. Things have a way of just staying busy. But as my grandfather used to say, busy people get more things done. So, but it's great to be back for my second State House report here on Monday Night Talk.
What have you been doing in your off time? I think, have you done what some lawmakers have been doing and taking trips as far as to learn more about your job, or what are you doing?
Yes, well, a number of things. One thing, I did have the honor of being selected to go down by the Council of State Governments, which is an organization that is involved with state government, and I was selected along with one of my colleagues from the State Senate to go down to Philadelphia, to University of Pennsylvania, to participate in a 4-day conference on leadership training, and got an opportunity to talk to and meet with state legislators in other New England states and North Atlantic states. And it was a great time, really. You know, the more you talk to some of your colleagues in other states, you realize how many similarities there are, and they're confronting some of the same issues that we are. And so it was a great experience. I really enjoyed it. Got a couple days afterwards to spend some time with the family, but it was mostly work, unfortunately. But it was enjoyable work.
What would you say are some of the things that you took away from the conference, other than learning some of the similarities and things that other lawmakers are going through in the New England area?
Sure. Well, you know, I think the issues that we confront, you know, we had some really interesting discussions about some current events, issues like death with dignity, which is an issue that we confronted last session, taxes, medical marijuana. Those are all kinds of current issues that we're facing here in Massachusetts. And, you know, our colleagues around the Northeast are all confronting those same kinds of issues. And so I think we have a lot that we can learn from each other.
Have you heard while you've been, you know, during your summer session, have you heard from any of the folks that you represent in regards to whether it's something they want you to take a look at when you get back from summer session, and maybe anything that was recently passed in the fiscal year budget, or maybe just bills that they might be suggesting you get, anything that's on your plate?
Yeah, absolutely. A number of things. Was up at the State House earlier today. Actually, had some pizza with Senator Hedlund. We had some visitors in common from the Massachusetts Civil Air Patrol, some folks from the South Shore. So we got to show them around the chamber, and that was kind of fun. But always lots going on. Got some meetings later this week to talk about some local issues, dredging issue in Duxbury, some work on Plymouth County Hospital project over in Hanson. So working on that. Hearing from folks, we always hear from folks about the variety of issues. Some folks are concerned about the so-called tech tax. That's been on the news quite a bit lately. Right. I had a discussion with one of my colleagues in the House just today about that. And I think, I'm hopeful that we'll see some movement to try to, if not outright repeal it, at least make some changes that'll minimize the impact on small businesses. Because that is a concern of mine, and I think a growing concern among a number of my House colleagues.
Is this one of those things that was somehow bundled in with some of the other, I know it was for the transportation finance bill, and some of the projects that the governor has foreseen that he wants to hopefully get done down the road and take care of some of our roads and bridges. But do you have a feeling that it was one of those things that was tied into the package that maybe a lot of lawmakers didn't see?
I think it's a combination of things, Kevin. Partially, the governor came up with his proposal back in January, February, which included this, so-called tech tax. And it was a fairly much more onerous package at that point. What the legislature proposed and was passed recently was a sort of a scaled back version of that. In my view, it still went too far, and I did vote against that part of the bill. But, I think sometimes what can happen is the implementation of a bill can be changed. You know, tis many a slip twixt the cup and the lip, as they say. And when the Department of Revenue comes out with its regulations and how they implement the bill, sometimes that can differ from what the legislative intent was. And that may or may not be the situation here. I think it's still soon to say. The Department of Revenue is just literally coming out with their regulations. I think they put out their draft statement just this week. So we'll take a close look at that. And I think when we get back to session after Labor Day, I'm hopeful that we'll see some movement. And hopefully, you know, we can have some agreement between, you know, across the aisle and have Democrats and Republicans coming together. But if not, I'll certainly, you know, reach out across the aisle myself. And I do think we need to make some movement to make some changes to that particular legislation.
Okay. What else do you get going on? Do we have anything in, as far as alerts or things that are going on in your district?
Yeah, kind of a concerning issue with Triple E and West Nile virus. This past week, earlier today, we heard a first report of a confirmed case of West Nile virus here in Plymouth County. Actually, the first case statewide, and it happened to be here in Plymouth County, a man in his 70s who was reportedly hospitalized but recovering.
Right.
Yes. Unfortunately, another sad piece of news, a case of Triple E in Norfolk County where an older woman had passed away. So those are both concerning, especially now that we're talking about, you know, back to school week, kids getting back to school. The Department of Public Health did increase their risk level to high in some South Shore communities, including the town of Hanson, which I represent, as well as Hanover, Rockland, Weymouth, and Whitman. And of course, you know, throughout Plymouth County, we need to be vigilant and certainly concerned about our exposure to mosquitoes and to ticks. So it's something that comes up every year around this time, but it certainly gives me pause having two young children. I know many of our listeners probably are concerned as well. And, you know, I make sure they kind of check their kids over when they're out playing and to be extra vigilant.
Let's talk about something you and I had a chance to chat last Friday, and that's regards to I believe there's some kind of an art exhibit that you're trying to get going, or an art contest. Am I correct?
Yes. Well, you know, continuing our back to school theme, Kevin, I am sponsoring a 6th Plymouth District student art competition. I got sort of inspired by our Congressman Bill Keating has a similar competition for his district, and so it's for high school students in my district, and it's going to be a chance for some of our young artists to showcase their great skills and work, and we're going to display these selected works up at the State House in the historic Doric Hall in November. The contest runs through October, and all the details are available on my website, including entry forms and all the contest rules. But it's open to any high school student in my district, Pembroke, Duxbury, and Hanson, and we should have a good time. I have a great panel of expert judges. I am the last person who should be judging an art contest, so I brought in some experts.
Okay,
and we'll bring them in, and it should be a good chance to have some fun and also you know, highlight some of our emerging young artists.
Do we have a submission deadline for this?
Yes, it's Friday, October 18th. And again, all the details are on my website, joshcutler.com, including you can download the form.
Anything that we've overlooked that you want to take the last couple of minutes to talk about?
A couple other events coming up. One is a little bit further afield, but I wanted to mention it. Folks are probably familiar with Sean Collier, late MIT officer who was slain in the Boston Marathon bombings, unfortunately. One of my constituents, Hanson resident, Mr. Bill Bolter, was a colleague of Mr. Collier's at MIT, and he is organizing, along with Mr. Collier's father, a hike up at Mount Washington, up in New Hampshire. Apparently, this was Mr. Collier's, one of his favorite pastimes. And so this is an opportunity to kind of go up and reflect on Sean's life and what he contributed, and it's not a fundraiser, it's just a hike. So I'm going to go up there. It's my first time ever hiking or being on Mount Washington. I'm a little nervous about it, but I figured you know, it's for a good cause and it'd be a good experience. So if folks want to join us, everyone is welcome. Again, I'll put some details on my website, but it is Saturday, September 7th. Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. At the base of Mount Washington. And again, there'll be details on my website.
And I believe Mr. Collier was posthumously honored by the Somerville Police Department and the city of Somerville.
We actually passed legislation in the State House to allow him to become a full police officer posthumously.
That's very cool. Well, a great job. Folks want to get in touch with you, who whether they're in Hanson, Pembroke, or Duxbury, part of your district. How can they get in touch with you once again?
Well, lots of ways. My website has all my contact information. It's joshcutler.com. My State House office, folks can call 617-722-2014. And while I'm doing this, I want to give a shout-out to my legislative aide, Michael Messenger, who just got married.
He does a great job.
He does a great job. He's actually out of the office for a few days, taking some time with his new bride. But he does a great job, so I want to give him a shout-out. But folks can call me there. My website, email josh at joshcutler.com. And I also have my district office in Pembroke on Route 53. People can stop by or come to any of my office hours, which I have twice a week. And actually, tomorrow night, Tuesday night, I will be over at the Hanson Town Hall at 6:30 p.m. for my weekly evening office hours. No appointments are necessary. Feel free to stop on by.
There he is, Mr. Josh Cutler, 6th Plymouth District State Representative, joining us for his version of the State House Report. We will step aside. When we come back, we will speak with Brockton Mayor Linda Balzotti. Don't go anywhere. You are listening to Monday Night Talk here on 95.9 WATD.